11th Perek of Truma's Mishnah Tes. Kashine Truma is some type of food which is primarily eaten by animals, but it can also be eaten by human beings. And since it can also be eaten by human beings, it's chayv in Truma. But since it's primarily eaten by animals, it's not considered that you're wasting the Truma by feeding it to animals. Therefore, machilim oisel behemah chayv tanagolim, you can feed it to animals, domesticated wild animals and chickens. Period. Yisrael shesof a bar mikayin machila kashinei truma. A Jewish person who rented a cow from a kayin, he could feed it truma. The halacha is like this: truma can be fed to a kayin and to primarily for animals, it could be fed to the animal of the kayin. But if I rent it from the kayin, there's room for discussion. Maybe once I rent it, it's considered under my control, and now I cannot feed it. The halacha is no. If you rent something, it's not mamash yours. You have rights to use it. Since it primarily belongs to the kohen still, you can still feed it kashinei truma. Based on this, the other way around, the kohen should suffer for me Yisrael. Kohen who rented a cow from Yisrael. Even though they made an agreement that the kohen will feed this animal, but still, I made an agreement to feed it, but I cannot feed it truma because it does not belong to me, the kohen. Lechaleno kashinei truma. But Yisrael should shom par me kohen. Lo yachilenu kashinei truma. See, in Israel, that shom means that they would evaluate the full value of the animal, and the agreement would be that the Israel is going to take care of it and fatten it, and the entire responsibility of any damage or loss is on the Israel. So, since he took full responsibility over it, he has to it's considered his. So now we have a chiddush over here. This animal originally belonged to the kohen. The Jew took full responsibility over it. Now the Jew has to consider the Jews, and we cannot feed it to kashin and truma anymore. The same thing with the ram. Kohen shesham b'parim Yisrael machila kashin and truma. If the kohen took full responsibility over the cow of the Yisrael, even though they split the profits, the lamaik says the full responsibility of loss and damage is on the kohen, and therefore it's considered the property of the kohen, and therefore machila kashin truma. He can feed it the truma.